This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
We're back with Alive again. Welcome. So glad that you're with us today and taking time to allow us into your life to teach you about pets on the other side. Although we also talk about animal communication and animal energy, so stay tuned for a lot of other new shows. This is an interesting question. First of all, is there such a thing as a pet spirit guide? Yes, and we're going to do a whole show on that. But this was fascinating the other day, and I want to make sure that you have the opportunity to hear it, and we don't forget to do a show on it. Can pet spirit guides help us from the other side with a living pet? And the answer is yes. Today, we have Joy with us, and Joy is the administrator of our Facebook group, Animal Life and Pet Loss, and she gets lots of questions over there, and she has had this experience personally, and it's just stunning. So I want to let you know, pet spirit guides can help you. All right, Joy, tell us your story.
Okay. Hello, everyone. And my story is about Buddy. He's my boxer mix, and he had injured his leg.
Now, is Buddy a boxer?
Yes, a boxer mix.
He's a big boy, right?
Yes, he's a rescue.
All right.
Okay, he had injured one of his legs, and so we had to go to the ER vet, and it turned out he had a torn ACL. So we've been taking care of him at home, and then his medicine was getting kind of low, so I called the ER back and asked for a refill on the medicines. And they said I would need to go to his regular vet for that.
Now, was this at night or in the day?
Well, it was at night when he went to the emergency vet.
Okay.
And then since they had given the prescription, I called them back for the refill, you know, when his pills were getting down to just a couple.
Right.
He had a few left, and I knew it was still going to be a while before he was actually all the way out of, you know, healed from this. So he does have a regular vet, but they were having technical issues is what they had told me. So they weren't open for several days. And then the day that he took the last two of his medicines, I decided I would try again to get the emergency vet to refill the medicine.
All right, hold on a minute. So the ER gave you the enough prescription, then they said they couldn't give it to you after a while. Your regular vet was going, we're offline. We can't answer anything for you. And so he's finished his pills and you're going, oh my gosh, what do I do?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break for a sponsor and we'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With Spay and Neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of Spay and Neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
All right, Joy. So now we got your boxer who needs medicine. Nobody can find you any medicine. How'd you get out of it?
Well, I also couldn't go to another vet because he's 100 pounds and I weigh about 97, so I couldn't pick him up even if the other vet had been willing to see him besides the one that was closed. And so I was really stuck. And so I asked my spirit guides to please help me, to direct me. I figured I would go back to this ER place in person. I would just go down there and ask them in person again for this refill. And I asked my spirit guides to direct me in which time I should leave the house, the best time to leave the house, as well as guide me to the person that would be willing to help me to get the medicine refilled so that Buddy would have his medicine.
Now, you know there are going to be a lot of people laughing at you about this.
Well, they can laugh because it worked.
Okay.
Yes. So it was about 9 at night, and this is the emergency vet that's open 24/7. So I was like, okay, it's time to go.
Did you just have a compelling insight that said it's now time to go?
I did. And I don't know why it was 9 o'clock, but that's just when I knew it was time to go. And when everything else at the house had been taken care of, and I had my mom sitting with Buddy, you know, because he was still on bed restriction. And so he had to have somebody with him at all times. So it just worked out to where it was 9 o'clock. And I just knew it was time to go. And I got the keys and I went down there, even though they had told me no on the phone a week, you know, before when I called ahead of time. But I went in, and like I said, I had asked the spirit guides to also lead me to the person that would be able to help me. So when I went in the doors, there were four ladies behind the desk, and there was one particular one that I was kind of drawn to and that just we made eye contact with. So I approached her and I told her the situation about the other vet closed and about how much he weighed. And obviously I couldn't pick him up because she could see how small I was. And I told her I really needed help into getting the refill on that prescription so I could continue the home care for Buddy. And she was so nice. We talked for a while, and she just told me to have a seat for a second. She went to the back, and she did come out with the refill. And on top of it, while we were talking, she had told me that she was 3 months pregnant. So after I left, I realized when I got in the car, I started thinking about it, and with 3 being confirmation, I realized it was my spirit guides giving me a sign that yes, you know, they confirmed that they did hear me and they did help me, and I did leave with the medicine. So I was so thankful. It was just a wonderful experience. I felt like I was guided there at the perfect time. It was all in perfect timing. They guided me when to go and who to talk to. And I was able to get his medicine. So I'm definitely going to keep doing that when I need more guidance and help.
And, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people don't believe in any of that. And to wind this up for this show, because I think this is such a beautiful example. I was going to the doctor the other day, and I just looked up and I said, hey, boys. And I call them my spirit guide boys. I said, hey, boys, I need a parking space. And I had a lady riding in the front seat with me. All of a sudden, this car pulls out and she said, damn, you even asked for parking spaces? I went, well, yeah. I do. So a lot of times you have to give the other side an opportunity to show how cool they are and to show that they can help you. And you have to believe that factually that they can help you. I mean, I have always, like Joy went in going, when I've tried to call somebody, Mark, you're the perfect example of this. Mark Winter, who owns and runs Pet Life Radio, God bless him for all the awareness and joy he gives to other people out there. I remember when I first called him, my head said, okay, now's the time to call him. And I called him and he was actually answered the phone. So when you get little signs like that, when your intuition compels you to say, now's the time to do it, go on and act on it. Because if it's not the correct time, the universe will go, ah, and it'll shut it down. But if they say, do it now, then do it at that point in time. And when you see people and you're drawn to one, that's the universe showing you matching energy patterns, that this is the pattern that is going to match the energy of what you're trying to accomplish. So all of this is about the electromagnetics of timing, and it's real. And a lot of people call it manifestation. Sometimes that is a longer form, but in short term, I always ask my guides to say, help me with this and help me with that. And if they're not supposed to, they won't. But if you're supposed to receive this universal help, and if you're supposed to receive a direct answer at that time, just like Joy says, yeah, I just knew at 9 o'clock it was time to leave. And that was the person I was drawn to. And that's the person. So pay attention to those little innuendos inside yourself. And I know you're going, well, how do I trust myself? Well, here's a question. Why not trust yourself until you prove to yourself long enough that you don't trust yourself? But trust yourself first, and then when you see the good and the positive move forward, wow, you'll know this works. Thanks for listening today. We look forward to working with you and seeing you visit our other shows and sending us emails so that we can further expand your awareness and answer your questions. Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and see our books. We've got lots of books over there on Amazon.com. And send us any questions you might have. And if you want, we have a Facebook group, Animal Afterlife and Pet Loss, and Joy is one of the moderators over there. And we have a lot of folks that can help you and help answer your questions and help heal your heart. Thanks for listening today. Bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.